the April meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education, I'd like the principal of the Oak Ridge Preschool, Ms. Lisa Downard, to introduce our very special guest tonight.
Good evening, everyone. This evening, we have the pleasure of having Miss May and Miss Mandy's class. They are the four-year-olds from our Woodland location preschool, and they are here to do the pledge for us and then to sing a very special song. So if everyone would please stand. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You walking on the moon, and now you're feeling low, oh, oh. What they said wasn't true. You're beautiful, oh. Sticks and stones break your bones. I know what you're feeling. Words like those won't steal your glow. You one in a million years. This is where our hearts are bound. Boys all over the world. Whatever you lose in sound, you worth more than gold. So hold your head up high. Here's your time to shine. From the inside out it flows. You worth more than gold. Everybody keeps score. Afraid you're gonna lose. Just ignore. And they don't know the rules. All the rain in the sky can't put out your fire. If all the stars out tonight, you shine bright as this. This is where all the girls, boys all over the world, whatever you've been told, you worth more.
Diamonds in the rough. So don't be ashamed to wear your crown. You're a king, you're a queen, inside and out. You glow like the moon, you shine like the stars. This is for you, wherever you are. This is for all the girls.
Okay, guys, you did really a good job. We're glad that you came. But I've got one more thing I'd like for you to do for me, if you will, before you leave. You see that camera back there? There are millions of people watching you on TV tonight. So I want you to step to this microphone and tell us, look right in that camera, and tell us your name. Can everybody do that for me?
Okay.
Great, I know you could. We'll start right down here, okay? Be
A minor.
What's your name? Look in there.
Evan.
Come back over here. Come back over here.
Okay,
need your next.
My name is
Adelani.
My name is Blakely.
My name is Blakely.
My name is Kimber.
Go ahead, Sophie, get your dick.
My name is Sophie.
Henry.
My name is Sayla.
My name is Adeline.
My name is Taji Jennings. I mean Tella.
My name is Sebastian.
Let's give them another round of applause. Thank each of you for coming and get our meeting started off in a very special way. Parents, grandparents, and others, thank you for coming. We wish you would stay, but I know you have to leave. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, we'll move on to special reports and presentations. As we do that, obviously, we have one of our members missing tonight. Mr. Ben Stevens is ill. We told him not to come to the meeting and bring his illness to us. So maybe he's out there. We'll wave to Ben. Maybe he's watching us on television tonight. Ben, I hope this meeting will make you feel better. Also, I'd like to welcome Scott Gillenwaters, who's a member of the board, Anderson County Board of Education, part of earning level 5. The Tennessee School Board Association is what he's working on being here tonight. So, Scott, thank you for coming. Appreciate you being here. Next, good news, Ms. Eagle. We have a lot of good news tonight.
I have a lot of good news. I will start with Robertsville Middle School. Robertsville's TSA, Technology Student Association, traveled to Chattanooga to compete in the state TSA conference. Our students worked extremely hard all year long on their projects and brought home the following trophies. First place in children's stories, biotechnology, CAD foundations, and mechanical engineering. Second place in inventions and innovations, digital photo technology, and video game design. Third place in flight and electrical applications. This was an extremely good hall of trophies, particularly given that we had two new staff advisors this year. They did a fabulous job. Also, Scott Smith, the librarian at Robertsville, has been appointed to the American Library Association to be the jury for the Schneider Family Book Award. Mr. Smith will serve a 2-year term and help select books which best embody the artistic expression of the disability experience in literature for children and teens. Then from Oak Ridge High School, our Secret City Wildbots team just returned home yesterday from the World's Convention in Houston, where they made it to round 3 of the quarterfinals in the Newton Division. The kids worked extremely hard and put on an excellent performance, better than I thought they would do, but they hung in there and they did a fabulous job. So that's good news for the Wildbots.
Thank you. My good news comes from several areas. It's always good when we can recognize former Oak Ridge students that have gone on and done well, and that is the case tonight, as we certainly send our gratitude and best wishes to Miss Ellen Reed, graduate of Oak Ridge High School, who recently won the Pulitzer Prize in music. That is an outstanding achievement, and of course, everything she's doing now, she learned from being in the Oak Ridge schools, I'm sure. I did tell my son when he was older, or when he was younger, Ellen was one of his babysitters. I know that she did not get any of her musical ability from the Fellar family, I can assure you that. This is kind of just off the press, but this is just, again, a continuation of the outstanding program that we have with our Navy Junior ROTC program. I'll just read this as it came from Chief Nichols. Good afternoon. I'm super excited to share with you that Oak Ridge is one of 16 schools in Area 9, East Tennessee to New Mexico, to be awarded the highest unit honors in the Navy Junior ROTC for the 2018-2019 school year. Many schools never achieve this, but we have done it in our second year. Our cadets have worked their tails off for this. One of the sweetest things about this victory is that we knocked Farragut off the top. Sure is good to be an Oak Ridge Wildcat. Please join me in congratulating our outstanding cadets. Thank you for always supporting us. And along with that, we also learned that they have been invited to represent Tennessee in the Pearl Harbor Day Parade. And the board will be working on its marching to hopefully maybe we can get invited to go with them. As Ms. McLean said, we can have a board retreat there, I think would be a good idea. But that's outstanding. Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Willowbrook. Kelly Thompson, the school psychologist for Willowbrook and Jefferson, received an Altrusa Rotary Literacy Grant for the purchase of bibliotherapy grief books. These books will benefit students at both Willowbrook and Jefferson who are experiencing loss and grief. Also from Willowbrook, Lisa Meidel received a Altrusa Rotary Grant for the purchase of 20 audiobooks and also this grant will allow students to access quality literature beyond their current reading level. Jacqueline Cohn and Gigi Knave received a grant from the Oak Ridge Education Foundation for improving reading comprehension and using the Fountains and Purnell Classroom Interactive Read Aloud Collection, Grade 3. Finally, Becky Mullins, Ashley Branson, Jennifer Green, and Jan Wagner received a grant from the Education Foundation for the purchase of Brick Math for Tier 2 and 3 intervention. And that's just some of the good news from Willowbrook.
Ms. Webb.
I have the other good news from Willowbrook. Dan Schwartz received a grant from the Oak Ridge Education Foundation for A Call to Men, Guiding the Next Generation of Boys Towards a Healthy, Respectful Manhood. And third grade student Levi Rickard and first grade student Zylan Gallagher had their artwork accepted in the Dogwood Art Festival show at the Clayton Center at Maryville College. Zylan's artwork won a $50 award. The fact that Willowbrook students have artwork accepted into a juried competition year after year is a testament to the quality of art instruction they received from Sarah Cochran. And Hope King was selected as the WBIR Teacher of the Week. Hope's segment aired on the evening news on Tuesday, February the 26th this year, and Ms. King was also selected to be the Teacher of the Week for B97.5. The radio show will broadcast her celebration on April 25th, 2019. And Willowbrook celebrates the recognition of resource teacher Melanie Bloomer for being selected as the Oak Ridge Schools District Teacher of the Year. And Willowbrook received a $1,000 grant from UT Battelle for their 10,000 Days of Giving program. Thank you to Willowbrook volunteer Jason Hill for nominating them for the award. That's some more good news from Willowbrook.
And that's just some of the good news happening in the Oak Ridge schools. Next item on the agenda is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone in the audience who would like to address an item that is not on the agenda. If you would like to address an item that is on the agenda, you may do so at the time that item is presented. If you do address the board may choose to ask you questions or may not choose to ask you questions. The board may also refer the matter to the superintendent or his staff for further evaluation. If you address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. And if you choose to, please come to the podium, state your name, and then sign your name and address for our record. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to items for action. First item is item A, nomination for Volunteer of the Year. Throughout this school year, at each of our board, I skipped right over that. I got too excited, wanted to move on. Next item is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Now, moving on to items for action. Item A, nomination for Volunteer of the Year. Throughout the school year, each board meeting, we have selected a volunteer that was nominated from each of our schools as a Volunteer of the Month. It is now time for us to take those seven volunteers that were nominated and select one to represent the Oak Ridge schools in the TSBA East region. If they're selected for that honor, then they will go on and represent the East region at our state conference and hopefully be selected as Volunteer of the Year, which would be a great honor. Also, this year, we have presented to us a student from Oak Ridge High School who will be nominated as Student Volunteer of the Year. And Mr. McDonald, I'm going to do my best to pronounce her name. So if I don't, if you'd kind of help me out a little bit. Her name is Julie Ruiz Arcundia. And hopefully the same would be true with her, that she would go on to be selected as the East District Student Volunteer of the Year. And if so, then go on for state competition. And in this particular category, there is scholarship money that would be presented if they're selected. So we'll hope that this does happen. So what I would like to do, even though this is not exactly on here, I need for the board to officially accept from Oak Ridge High School Julie's recommendation to be nominated. So would that mess you up if we do this? We're good? Okay. So I need a motion from the board to accept that nomination as Student Volunteer of the Year.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. McDonald, thank you for pulling your staff together and getting us that nominee. We appreciate it. So I went back and looked at what we did last year, and I have no earthly idea why we did it this way, but because we did it this way last year, we're going to do it this way again this year. I will give each board member a ballot, and in the first round, you get two votes. So if you would mark your ballot and fold it and send it back to me. And I'm going to ask you, if you would, to record on that. Okay, we'll see where this takes us. We have one vote for Kneiser and one vote for Dr. Thornton. We have one vote for Kneiser and one vote for Golden. We have one vote for Thornton and one vote for Frost. We have one vote for Kneiser and one vote for Golden. Now, based on what we did, and again, I should have written down why we did it this way. Last time, and it's be the board's prerogative, we eliminated those that received no votes and voted on those that were remaining. What's the board's pleasure? We can go as the vote was cast on that item. I think that's the best way to do it. So, Ms. Tara Kneiser from Robertsville will be selected as our volunteer of the year. And I've got some information. Probably you would need to contact Robertsville and get some additional information from them so we can do that. All right. Very good. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to write all this down, how we did it this time, so we'll know next year that there was a reason because we wrote it down. Okay. Item B, FY19 Read to Be Ready Summer Camp. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Read to Be Ready Summer Camp grant in the amount of $90,701.47.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
And I know the board's very aware of this great program, and as you know, it's expanded to all four elementary schools, as will this grant, and it's a four-week summer grant that we'll get. But it had a lot of success and a lot of enthusiastic staff and students attending during the summer.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion on the floor is approval of the FY19 Read to Be Ready Summer Camp Grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item C, FY19 Budget Transfer Number 3. This is a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
1 second. Keys, yeah.
I guess since we did that on the other one, we need to do that just to make sure that we're there. I'm going to write all this down, so we'll have it for sure. Okay, we're going to back up before we do that, and just so we got everything legal, we need a motion to approve our selection of the Volunteer of the Year.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Now we'll go to FY19 Budget Transfer Number 3, first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY19 Budget Transfer 3 as outlined on the attached information.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from the memo that Pat put there, there's really four main reasons for this. Kind of a third quarter realignment of salaries, benefits, establishing some revenue and expenditure lines for the upcoming Oak Ridge Education Foundation grants, a deeper look at salary and benefit budget funds, and then finally just some routine transfers, and those are mostly for grants.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval on first reading of FY19 Budget Transfer Number 3 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item D, non-resident tuition rates for the 2019 2019-2020 school year. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the 2019-20 tuition rates as listed on the attached information.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Again, Pat's put together a two-page memo there that really explains this process. We're doing this process a little earlier this year so that it's more beneficial for our people that are having tuition students, rather than in the past we would do it later in the year, then we'd have to come back and retroact if we raise the tuition rates. So we are passing this earlier so it's easier on all of those people that are applying for tuition students.
Comments or questions? Ms. McClain.
Thank you for putting this graph together. That's really helpful. As I was reading it before I scrolled down, I was like, oh, I wonder how many students we have. And then I scrolled on down, I was like, there's the answer. So thank you very much.
And this may be an unanswerable question, but following up on that, the number, if you go back to where that graph started, we were 100 or so plus, and now we've kind of come down. Or around 70 and so forth. You think there's any indication of that drop from that time frame, even though it's going to be up, we anticipate a little bit from last year, that people are moving into Oak Ridge as opposed to coming? I mean, I guess there's no way to know that unless we...
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, we haven't had that discussion on why. I know it's great that we're having an upward trend at this point, but I imagine that could be very well be part of the reason. Not as many people from outside want to do that. They're just choosing to move here. But, yeah, we don't have that data. That might be something that we could dig into.
Ms. Eagle.
Do we know how many of the non-resident student increase will be children of teachers whose tuition is waived?
Yeah, I think we had this discussion this morning. I think we were at 17 for 18-19, and I think we have 23 applications this current year. So, and like we thought, the newer applications we had from staff this year are mainly kindergarten students. So those staff that can bring their students in and have them go through the system. So we hope that that's a yearly trend here for a while.
It'd be interesting to follow that a little bit to see those that are coming and starting in kindergarten as they're here for a few years and their children start getting involved, that they make the decision, well, maybe I better now just move here instead.
Absolutely.
Of all that,
right? I think we had 20 at the beginning of FY19, but then that dropped to 17 because they moved to Oak Ridge. So I think that was one family though with three kids.
Good.
Yeah.
Exactly what we had.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Motion on the floor is approval of non-resident tuition rates for the 2019-2020 school year. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, item E, board policy 1.803, tobacco-free schools. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 1.803, tobacco-free schools.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Ms. Eagle made the motion, seconded by Ms. McClain. Comments, Dr. Borchers?
Again, second reading here, lots of red, but in that first line, we had some discussion last time about this policy, so I think we have some of the right verbiage in there, if you will, for now at least, until there's something different that comes out, but including electric battery-operated nicotine delivery type devices. I think we tried to encompass everything that could deliver the nicotine.
Questions or comments from the board? Motion on the floor is approval of board policy 1.803, tobacco-free schools, on second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item F, board policy 4.603, promotion and retention. This is also a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.603, promotion and retention.
Further recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Nothing new since the first reading of this policy, but Tracy, anything else you want to add?
Comments or questions? Hearing none. Approval of Board Policy 4.603, Promotion and Retention, on a second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item G, this is a first reading on Board Policy 4.209, Alternative Credit Options. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.209, Alternative Credit Options.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to turn to Tracy, as I told her this morning during our executive meeting, but really, as you look at the second page of this policy in red, that was some things that are being driven by the state, and as Stacy will tell you, those changes kind of impacted some of the things on the first page of this policy. But Tracy, I'll turn it to you.
Yes, Dr. Borchers is correct. The state of Tennessee is putting together something called a course access program. It is not currently available, so it's not possible to review it, but they went ahead and put a policy in place to say that when it is available, they want students to have access to it from across the state. So the language that I added in there, as compared to the state language, is I said that students may participate the semester after the course access program becomes available. My concern was if the course access program becomes available, say, in September, once registration has already begun, it would be very difficult to provide access to the program midterm. So I just said, well, we'll give students access to the course access program the semester after it becomes available. I will have more information to you about that when it's available for review. Right now, we're getting ready for when it is available. However, so that's the second page. The first part of this policy is related to online courses. We do have online courses that we use in Oak Ridge Schools, mostly for credit recovery, but this particular policy expands that opportunity a little bit. The way we do online courses is that it has to be approved by the board. And what we would like to say is that students would be authorized to take an online course either through the company with whom we contract for credit recovery or with an accredited university with whom we have a partnership. So for example, if we have a partnership with Tennessee Tech and a student wants to take an online course with Tennessee Tech, that would be something that would be considered. We're about to change our credit recovery program. The credit recovery program that we're going to be used, hopefully in time for this year's summer school, we're working on that. Worst case scenario will be next year's summer school. It is actually accredited by Advanced Ed. It's also accredited by NCAA, and it is approved by College Board. So it's got a lot of its ducks in a row and would be a good platform to use for online courses. I've worked very extensively with the high school on the language here in order to be in alignment with the way that they practice using online courses. So you'll notice the five different ways that a student could participate in online courses here. So hopefully that will all make sense to you. But if you have any questions, let me know. And I see Mr. McDonald here. I'm sure he can answer them too. We worked on this together.
Questions? Ms. Eagle.
Well, on the first page, you've got scratched out the courses not offered at the high school, or although the course is offered at the high school, the student has an unavoidable schedule conflict. And then on the second page, lines 9 and 10, a legitimate situation exists that prevents the student from enrolling in a comparable course, would the one on the second page cover the thing on the first page? Because there are students who have a schedule conflict with a course that's maybe only taught one section for their grade level, and they can't get a section of something that's required for graduation. One of my daughters took economics in basically an online course through a university in Texas that the high school had a relationship with. So would this bit on the second page also cover the kids who had a scheduling conflict where they had to choose between AP Physics and economics?
The way we considered the, we just reworded the first page to try to make it a little more clear. We considered that particular phrase on the first page to be held within number 5 on lines 21 and 22, that the differentiated learning environment would give the student the opportunity to take an online course. We basically felt that was embedded within that concept.
Okay, because I guess what I'm worried about is the stuff that is required for graduation but is not necessarily
right,
advanced or remedial, but you have to have economics to graduate, but you want to take AP chemistry,
yeah,
AP physics.
This would fit here because
it would fit, okay.
If the student requires a differentiated or accelerated learning environment, the student would be able to take an online course. Now, they would need to work with the principal to make the ask and work with teachers and parents and guardians, but they would theoretically have that opportunity. I did use that specific language on page 2 for the course access program to be in alignment with the policy that the state put together, but we kind of preferred the wording of number 5 on page 1 in order to give a little more flexibility in that a student may, for example, need a differentiated learning environment even if it isn't a specific scheduling conflict. Like the example that you gave, you might say, well, you don't have a scheduling conflict if you only take one of those things, but if they need a differentiated or accelerated learning pathway, then we might want them to double up like that. So we okay. just like the language a little bit better here and thought it was embedded within that. That's a really good question.
As long as we still have that flexibility, because those kinds of conflicts do happen. It's not as common now that we have the 8-period day, but they still do happen, particularly with students who are in some of the classes where there's only one or two sections.
Yes, I think we're trying to become even more flexible. And actually, if you look at our summer school policy now, the summer school talks about how students can have the opportunity to earn initial credit if they're on an accelerated learning pathway. That's something brand new now, where summer school has in the past been more targeted towards credit recovery. So I think we're trying to embed a little bit more opportunities for students to take some initial credit in order to do exactly what you're talking about. We're going to have to work through the kinks a little bit as we put this in place, but one thing I do feel good about is that we're moving into a partnership with an organization that I feel is better aligned with our expectations. That was a little bit of the glitchiness we had previously, so I think that we're heading in the right direction. Good question.
Ms. McClain.
So I worry about our students overcommitting and being overwhelmed, and I'm reading about more and more mental health problems, and I want to make sure that we're not offering up the ability for students to become overscheduled and overwhelmed with too many classes.
Well, that's a fair comment too, and which is why no one can just sign up automatically. So they're going to need to meet with the principal. They're going to need to have a consultation. They're going to need to talk it through. As usual, if students are taking 4 more advanced placement courses, they're going to have to sign a form. We're actually, with our Advanced Learning Parent Advisory Committee, we're talking a lot about balance and trying to make sure that our advanced learners aren't overcommitting, because we are concerned about the stress level of our students as well. However, it's something like this with differentiated learning. you could potentially have a student who needs to have access like to a hands-on course like welding or mechatronics or something like that, who may need to take a course, you know, because of, well, as it could be a scheduling conflict or whatever, but they need to fulfill their graduation requirements as they're getting ready for their future. So I think there's a kind of a combination of flexibility that we need as well as balance. And so we need to tackle it for both sides, in my opinion. But that's a fair comment.
One of the options that this policy gives is a student that may have an extended illness can sign up, and I would assume that would have to be something to figure out. Is this going to be an extended time away from school that covers the length of the class, or how would it be determined if that student, and I guess what I'm trying to figure out, if that student starts the class and then somehow along the way it comes back to school to get in the class that class is replacing? Am I just reading too much into this?
I think that when we think about this, at least in my mind, I'm thinking about homebound students. So let's say a student, and you know, we never want this to happen, but if a student had a terrible illness like leukemia or something and is going to be homebound, is not able to come to school, the good thing about this is that the student could continue to obtain credit while having such a difficult situation in their life. We do provide homebound services right now, but you know, there's a limitation in how much time that they can have face-to-face with the teacher. So if they have a little bit of an opportunity to take an online course and that can help them work towards graduation requirements, even if they're going through something. I don't see it as much as a student who gets the flu for 2 weeks or something, but more right. Like, you know, they're homebound and they are physically unable to come to school for an extended period of time. How can we help them still work towards graduation?
And I think the questions that we've had, we did discuss this morning that this probably is a very opportune time for an administrative procedure or guidelines along, and probably just on number 5 alone, because we're putting a lot of pressure on the principal, as it says here, to do all this. So I think having some procedure in place to deal with some of these things, and this will probably be a living document for a year or so as we get the new tool in place and all these things, but good questions. But I think we probably will move forward with an administrative procedure on this particular policy.
We're actually meeting tomorrow to talk about homebound instruction. So,
and of course, with Access Oak Ridge and the technology that we have in place, it's certainly, whatever reason you're home, and you have accessibility to your class information. The long-term person, I guess, the homebound, if you will, is where this would really play an important role, I think, or could play an important role.
I think so. I mean, Dr. Henderson, and she's right here, but she's talked about stories of students who've been gravely ill, but who could do some work towards their graduation at home. And, you know, we just don't have the capacity to provide them a full week's worth of services. I mean, there are some teachers who go check on them, but this could be a way that they continue to work towards their graduation requirements. I mean, I'm sure she has some stories she could tell, but hopefully this could be really beneficial to some kids who are really having some struggles as it is.
Other comments or questions? This is the first reading, approval of board policy 4.209, alternative credit options. All those in favor of approval on first reading signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item H is the formal approval of the purchase of an air handler unit for Jefferson Middle. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the emergency purchase of an air handler unit for Jefferson Middle in the amount of $44,845.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As was mentioned, this is formal approval. We did poll the board because this is an emergency purchase, trying to get this thing ordered and sent here so we can get it back in place. But again, this was, as it mentions in the memo, a single air handler that provides cooling and heating for the fifth grade wing at JMS. It's failed and was not repairable.
Comments or questions? The motion is the formal approval of the purchase of an air handler unit for Jefferson Middle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item I, addition of a 0.40 special ed TA at the preschool. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of an addition of a 0.40 special education teaching assistant position for the remainder of the FY19 school year.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the memo states, this was due to an IEP change, so we do have that funding, and it will only go through the end of the FY19 school year at this point.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. Eagle.
Does this mean that we will need this TA in kindergarten next year?
That'd be a better question for Miles. You want to answer that, Miles?
The quick answer is no.
Okay. Other questions? Motion is approval for the addition of a 0.40 special ed TA at the preschool. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item J, Oak Ridge High School new club, TEXX ORHS. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TEDx ORHS club at Oak Ridge High School.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
The board's probably aware of TED Talks when you go out there on the internet. This would be TED Talks for Oak Ridge High School, and Mr. Froning is willing to be the sponsor of this club.
Comments or questions?
I think this is fabulous.
I will admit that in reviewing the agenda, I learned something about TED Talks that brought me up to speed more, I guess, than what I should have been. I guess just a question I would have, and I guess this would be Mr. Froning's responsibility if he's taking this on. Those people from Oak Ridge High School who choose to participate in this and present a TED Talk, am I understanding that prior to doing that, there would be someone that reviews the TED Talk information before it becomes a TED Talk?
I would assume that. Mr. McDonald, have you had any other conversations with Mr. Froning on that? That would be my assumption. Would that be your assumption, Mr. McDonald?
Other questions? Motion on the floor is for approval of Oak Ridge High School new club, TEDx Oak Ridge High School. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item K. Purchase of library shelving for Jefferson Middle. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of library shelving for Jefferson Middle School from Fraser Manufacturing, not to exceed $45,000.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board's probably aware, we originally were going to replace some of the long shelves at Jefferson Middle School because their structure was starting to be suspect, I guess is the best way you can put that. Went out for bid for that shelving, and as it says here, unexpectedly, really came way under budget that we thought we would have. So we are saying we'd like to purchase more, stay under the $45,000, but we think we can pretty much take care of the remaining shelving at JMS. So with the JMS Media Center Library would be done at that point as far as shelving.
When I was made aware of this, I had a concern that I addressed with Mr. Lay. as I looked at those bids, I mean, it was almost half of what some of the bids were. And my concern was, if the bid's that low, is the quality of the product going to be meeting the standards that we expect to have this type of shelving in that library? And was informed, and you'll have to help me here, that the librarian and a couple of other people actually went and looked at a school that has this product, came back approving of the product. You want to add to that, Mr. Lay?
No, you're absolutely correct. And Mr. Thacker had already done his research and felt like it was a quality product, but Miss Story and then the librarian went to check it out, and it is made from maple. It's real wood. There's no particle board. This gentleman has basically supplied similar shelving to many school districts in Georgia and other states, and basically everyone we have spoken with, they feel like it's a quality product. It's holding up well, so we are very confident we're getting a good product. So,
other questions? Motion is approval of the purchase of library shelving for Jefferson Middle. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item L, addition of a 1.0 STEM coordinator. Dr. Bortress.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 STEM coordinator as outlined in the job description attached.
Further superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Bortress.
As the board knows, Tracy has multiple talents, many, many talents. Two of those are science and math. So when she leaves us, we'll have that void at central office. But as Dr. Kelly Williams transitions into Tracy's role, her strength, among many other, is ELA, and she will keep that in that new position. So we're just kind of trading positions here in talent, so we'll be searching for someone to be our STEM coordinator, whose main, as you can see in the job description, will be science and math, overseeing STEM in those areas.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is approval of the addition of a 1.0 STEM coordinator. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, moving right along. Items for information, we'll put together enrollment and attendance. Comments or questions? Comments, Mr. Lay.
Basically, when we look at enrollment, we are still a positive 61, so we've done well this year with enrollment. Attendance, you know, I was really excited about last month's report because it looked like the flu season was not quite as harsh as it was the year before. But if you look into this report, it looks like some of that maybe was a tad later this year. So I think it's somewhat leveled out. But all in all, we're doing well. The bottom line is our attendance is not getting worse. We are either basically holding the same line or maintaining the same absenteeism rate, or we're improving. So we feel good about what's happening. So,
Are we scheduled to have a truancy meeting in May?
Yes, sir. We are meeting actually in April. We're meeting this Friday at Robertsville Middle School at 10 o'clock in the library. We have invited 16 families.
And I appreciate you identifying that, because looking at the graph, there was a little spike right there, but obviously it did catch up with us a little bit, the flu and illness, something did.
There was, and several principals reported that over spring break that we had multiple students and staff that were sick. So the time in which our spring break fell this year, I think a lot of that sickness took place over that period of time, where it probably would have been worse. But all in all, like I said, I think compared to last year, we still at least didn't have that huge spike at one time, and that was noted with our attendance reports. So.
And we're very fortunate in compared to other districts that we were able to continue on with school and not have to take some vacation time, if you will, because we didn't have the students, or we needed to have the students out, or we couldn't get staff. So we're very fortunate, and hopefully maybe the spring break did help us a little bit.
I think it did help us, you know, and I think someone mentioned this last time. I am confident just the level of our custodial service in our schools. I think it does help us maintain clean buildings and stop the spread of germs. And we're also, when we, you know, just since you mentioned that, when we have these conversations, we are concerned about the 85, 88, 90% of students who could attend school that day and the burden that it puts on some families when both families work and having child care. So there's a lot to consider when we're having those conversations. But once again, we were very fortunate this year.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, financial report. Are there any questions? Moving to items for discussion, budget concepts, Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, as the board remembers, there was a draft of this provided by Ms. Pat Smith at our board retreat, and now you have that copy in front of you. Just kind of an overall summary as Pat described at the retreat. And I guess looking forward to the budget season, I guess, in a couple weeks is the way we'll put it. But we feel pretty confident about what we have moving forward and anxious to share that with the board. I believe it's May 6th, our first budget presentation.
Any comments or questions there? Okay. Yes, we will start May 6th at 5 p.m. Through the process. That's why we're rushing and getting through early tonight, because we, who knows, maybe be early, may not be, but we've had some of both. Some reminders, Wednesday, I believe I have on my calendar that the Educational Foundation will be presenting their grants at 2:30 at Pollard Auditorium this year. If you can attend that, it's always a good time to see this money going to some very worthwhile projects that our staff has put together. On May the 2nd, from 4:30 to 6 at Willowbrook, there will be a celebration of the Family Resource Center. And there is a presentation to be made at 5:15. If my calendar is correct. May 6th, also on that date, again, I'll mention we start at 5 p.m. That is the day that Kaifi Lee will be in Oak Ridge, and he will be making a presentation and a reception for him from 5:30 to 7, I believe, also at Pollard Auditorium. And throughout the day, he will be at Jefferson and Oak Ridge High School during the course of that day. So a good opportunity to drop in any of that time. And hopefully, because on that first meeting, it is basically the superintendent presenting the budget concepts and so forth to us. And then we'll take that and come back. Ms. Eagle and Dave, we were scheduled for focus on the 8th, but that, I guess, is going to have to be moved because we are a board meeting. So Ms. Eagle will have that at some point in time in May, and that will be our last one for this school year. Thank you again and your staff for making that time available for us. On May 15th, we'll be visiting Woodland at 7:45. And also in May, and I don't have that date, we'll also be visiting the IT people. And I don't have that. May the 1st. And very excited not only to hear from our IT people, but when you get an early email wanting to know your food likes and dislikes, that just really pumps us up for that visit. So we'll look forward to that on May the 1st as well. Any other comments, board members? Again, thank each of you all for being here and what you do for the Oak Ridge Schools, and we are adjourned.